Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. I am your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us tonight. Today is Thursday, so we'll have Candace joining us in just a second. And if you out there in Radio Land want to be a part of the show, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone. We will bring you into the conversation. I am going to bring Candace in right now, and we will start taking calls. We could start taking calls in about 15 minutes. Let me just get opening monologue out of the way and bring in Candace.
Hey, Proof, how you doing?
It's been a day.
Oh, yeah, same here.
But at least I'm not really in pain anymore. I was in pain from Sunday on, and I even took Tuesday off. I woke up with a blood blister on my heel, and I was sitting here. I could barely walk. It was just painful. And all of a sudden, it was ballooning and ballooning and ballooning, and eventually I was on the phone here on Tuesday just talking to a customer, and a good thing I had a towel under my desk because the thing just popped.
Ew. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was. I've never seen anything like it. It was still ballooning.
Oh, my God.
So I had it bandaged, of course, and maybe it hit the bandage. It wouldn't go any further, so it popped. I don't know. But yesterday, for 2 days, I was cleaning up mess, and now it seems like it's stable. I have a bandage on it now, but I'll take the bandage off tonight or tomorrow and look at it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I just woke up with it. I didn't have it before I went to sleep. I had it when I woke up.
So did you do anything like yard work or go for a walk or anything before you got it?
Nothing.
Oh, my God. That's scary. Are you going to go to a doctor or is it all right?
Hey, I'm not in pain right now. I just have to, as long as it looks like it's healing and it's not infected, then I don't need to go anywhere.
Okay. Just keep an eye on it because that's scary.
Yeah. Oh, I know it is.
Yeah. That's definitely
so
scary.
For everybody that was wondering where I was on Tuesday, I had to elevate my foot, and I was going to come in if Leslie would have came in, but she called in for the third week in a row, so I'm like, well, I was wanting to call out anyway, so I'm not even mad.
Yeah, you were done. I don't blame you. I'd have been done, too. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was just kind of weird talking to somebody on the phone, and you're having a clean up mess on the ground while you're talking. That was just weird.
It's a joy when you work from home, though, huh?
Yeah.
People have just been crazy this week. I don't know what's going on, but...
Oh, let me
everybody
share.
What?
I've never had this done in my life. With all the years I've done call center work, I usually don't answer because I've been over this. I hate how are you. I'm not a how are you guy. That's why I answer the same way every single time. And
yeah,
most of the time people don't answer, but I actually, at my day job, I got points taken off a call because they said, how are you? And I didn't I said, I'm okay. I'm here to help you. And they wanted me to be a little more of a time waster, I guess, which I'm not. So
yeah.
So this person says, how are you? And I tried to respond and she says, oh, you're going to interrupt me.
Oh, my God.
Like, you asked me how are you, and I was just going to say I'm good. But
yeah.
And then just the whole time, and she was, I didn't even get to help her. She said, that's the fourth time you've insulted me. And then she just hung up the phone in my face.
Oh, my gosh. I've been getting that too. It's that entitled, condescending attitude going on out there right now.
Yeah, because when I said I'm sorry, that was number two for her, and she let me know it. Number three, I asked her what her account number was, and she started reading off numbers, and I made a typo because I couldn't hear her fast enough. That was strike three.
Right.
And then strike four was when I asked her how I can help her.
Oh, my God.
And then she was done.
I had one girl. She calls me. She's trying to get into this account, right, to have me do things to it. And I told her, I'm like, I am so sorry that I am not seeing you anywhere listed on this account, you know. So I can't make the changes to the policy you want made. And she goes, and now I'm playing everything like I've been trained by the book. And she said, can you please transfer me to the Spanish department because they always let me in? And there was no language barrier between her and I. None whatsoever. I mean, she, you know, fluent in her second language of English. And I was just like, not a problem, you know. But it just, I'm like, what is going on over there? You know, do I have to go by the rules that they don't? I mean.
Yeah, I've just never been insulted like that in like 90 seconds. That's the fourth time. You've insulted me, click. I'm like, hey, it hurts you more than it hurts me.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, it's that issue of entitlement or something. You know, it's like I'm not getting my way or you're not doing good enough. Yeah. It's just crazy.
I just think that sometimes people are out there seeking an argument.
Oh,
They're not happy unless they're arguing.
Yeah, I guarantee it.
I've never been one of those people. I can't look at it and say, hey, I'm going to make someone's life more miserable because I'm better than them. I have a policy, and they work for me, so I could treat them like dog crap.
You know, and I am, like, so cool on the phone, dude. I'm not joking. I actually get told about twice a day, can I please have a direct line to you? You've helped me, you know, and on all this, you know. But to call me up, I've been called stupid before because I'm trying to get them through security verification.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, seriously, do you want just anybody calling up and deleting, you know, your policy or adding and deleting vehicles? Or, I mean, give me a break. You know?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, it's just crazy. I'm sick of the attitude. I had this one girl get mad at me. I kept her on hold a little bit too long for her liking.
Yeah.
Because I had to call my superiors. And I had to say, I think I have a dual policy here. That's the first thing I need you to look at. Because that's like a big no-no. And I said, and the second thing is, whatever her issue was, it was really complicated. When I got back on the line, she immediately started yelling at me why I had even put her on hold to begin with, why I'd kept her on hold. Was I working for home and was distracted by my children? And I'm like, and she's just like, rah, 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 rah. And I'm like, whoa, 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 ma'am, you need to back that tuna boat up right now. I said, first off, I was on the phone with my supervisor because I think you have dual policy. And so I needed to make sure you didn't, because then we would have had to deal with that. I said, then you have a really complicated issue that I really want to help you with, and I had to get advice from them. Boy, I put her in her place in 2 seconds. I'm just like, I am not dealing with it. And I had somebody yell at me today because they added a vehicle and it upped their rates from from 13K to 23K a year.
Yeah.
And they flipped out, and I'm like, I know, I'm really sorry, you know. 45 minutes, Proof, I was sitting there getting yelled at about their rate. Finally, I had to be like, okay, listen, I am really sorry. I do not dictate the rate. I have no, you know, I can't make your rates. I'm like, so I'm really sorry here. Then he got his wife on the phone to yell at me.
Oh, they got the tag team action.
Oh, yeah. So finally, I was just like, okay, I see you have federal filings, and now we're going to have another issue. Because now you have a car that you're refusing to insure on your commercial line policy without, you know, that has federal filings, and this doesn't have the filings. Boy, she shut up immediately and got off the phone. I'm just like, oh, my God.
So, in any event, I did not get to hear the most disparaging speech against Americans of all time today. When I can find a copy, I'll play it. I don't care. I'll even play it in its entirety. It's not like I have anything else of importance happening tonight. But, yeah, he did compare everybody that does not support the Brandon issue is a Nazi.
Yep. I didn't get to hear it either, but I got some of it sent to me. And it was pretty disgusting what I heard. If you want me to, I could probably find some of the speech on Twitter in video form and send it to you, and you can play it if you want.
I want to get an entire speech if I can. It might be on YouTube.
It probably is. How long was it, do you know?
I have no clue. I worked until 4, and then I made dinner and came here. So that was my...
These freaking jobs are keeping us from the real mission.
Well, it's not stopping me. It might slow me down. It's not going to stop me.
Well, I mean, well, that's what I mean, slowing us down, keeping us from being in the loop all the time.
Oh, it's still going on, I think.
For real?
Well.
Yeah, I guess.
Go ahead.
I guess he started at 8 p.m. my time.
Okay, yeah, because it still says live.
Yeah. Wow.
As soon as it gets done, I'm sure we'll look at it. And I don't care.
Are you doing
I'm
the show
sorry,
tomorrow night?
But yeah, threatening me and telling me that I'm something just because I don't agree with you. Dude has, what, a 30% approval rating? So you're going to say that over two-thirds of the public is your enemy?
Mm-hmm.
That's the majority is your enemy. How does that work?
Yeah.
So you're going to call out 70% or more of the nation, and when they say he has a 30%, odds are they skewed it so they can move it up.
Oh, definitely.
His real approval rating is probably, I'm going to say, about 23%.
If that, I mean, come on.
I'll give him 23. I don't think it's below 20, and I know it's not higher than 25, so I'll go 23.
Yeah. I mean, I know for a fact the only reason why he did the student loan cancellation like he did was to buy votes for the midterm.
Yeah.
You know?
But
because
did that really get him any votes? And the answer is I don't think so.
I don't know. Maybe the young ones who don't understand everything yet.
Well, they're going to understand it when they get a 1099 in the mail for $10,000 of excused debt. And then they'll have the IRS agent at the door making sure that they file that on their taxes. They'll learn then.
Yeah. They actually... They paused that debt forgiveness and have it be in the tax on it. They paused that until 2025.
Okay.
So if you get it done before 2025, you will not get taxed on it.
Well, they'll still pay a tax, though. And they're still going to pay $2,300 out of it.
And they'll still pay a tax, dude. I mean, most definitely. Who do you think? I mean, how do you think they're going to pay for it?
Right.
They're going to raise taxes somewhere. I mean, free money's fun and all, but it's not really free.
Well, this speech was right before your eyes telling you that, hey, I'm Brandon and we're communists now. Because you're
yeah.
not allowed to have a differing opinion. If you only
yeah.
have one party, then that's a communist.
I had a friend who sent me some kind of a press release that had excerpts from the speech tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And it was leaked a little early. Now, I have not fact-checked this at all. So take it for what it's worth. But one part of the speech supposedly says MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, and no right to marry who you love. For a long time, we've reassured ourselves that the American democracy is guaranteed, but it is not. We have to defend it, protect it, stand up for it each and every day, each and every one of us. And to me, that sounds just like Mao from 1965 in China.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the sad thing is that he's just reading. He doesn't probably even know what he's reading. He just, all right, I'll read it.
Oh, most definitely. He doesn't know what he's doing. Somebody else is calling the shots completely. But yeah, I read that when she sent it to me, and I'm like, oh, my God, that is so Mao from China.
We're going to take contraception away? We're going to take voting
yeah,
rights away? Whose voting rights are being taken away? Are you talking about those ballots that were printed in China that were pre-made and
yeah.
didn't get folded and into an envelope and were postmarked
yeah.
the same day?
Yep.
And they all just had Brandon on it? You're talking about those voters? Or the ones that died in 1978 but they're still voting Democrat? You mean those people? Those rights?
Yeah.
I made a video on that this week, just so you know, and we'll play it later. But I want to get Vito in here.
Are you talking about the new
broccoli? But go ahead, Candace, if you've got something, go for it. Then Vito will get in.
Okay, are you talking about the new Broccoli Man episode that was a total oxymoron that cracked me up and I totally love?
That was one of the two new ones this week.
I only saw that one where they kept saying loving liberal over and over.
Oh, that
and
one,
I
yes.
Am,
that's liberal person.
Yeah, I just was cracking up because I'm like, oh, my God, this is an oxymoron, loving liberal. I was cracking up.
Yeah, and they're just telling you how angry you are.
I know. Good God.
Yeah, anybody that I don't sound like, I don't go around all day saying, who can I hate? I don't have time for that.
No, we don't have time for that. Not even, and we don't want that. I mean, come on. Who wants to go looking for people to hate? Ugh, I don't have time.
So, Vito, welcome
all right.
in, sir.
How's everything, Proof? How are you?
Oh, I'm adequate. What's
you
on your mind? Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, well, I was listening to the speech on Levin's show tonight. Everything he said in that speech was the total and complete opposite of what his administration and basically our government is doing. They're taking us, they are dragging us into deep, dark waters, Proof. This was, I don't want to call it a declaration of war, but what he was basically saying that I got out of it was that if the Republicans win in November, we'll do what we have to do to fight them. And this is scary stuff, man. This is not the Republicans doing this. This is not the conservatives doing this. This is not Donald Trump doing this. This is all Democrat, socialist, fascist, Marxist, however you want to call them. All right,
oh, they
they're bringing
know,
up.
They
continue.
Know that their policies that they want to do end if they don't win. So that's why they're desperate.
They keep bringing up January 6th as if, you know, there was an armed. There was nothing but total bullshit coming out of his mouth. And I'm going to say this again, Proof. This is not Biden. This is all Obama. I don't care what anybody says.
I agree with that.
This is all Obama. This man is too stupid. He's too senile to say what he, you know, to have these thoughts in his head. He's just standing in front of a teleprompter and just reading off stuff, man. That's all he's doing. You know, you better have more than a gun to fight an S-15? Really? I mean, you know, he said this the other day, but I mean, what are you going to stick the military against us? You know,
he's had no problem telling us.
You know,
Did he say the S-15 part again?
Oh, yeah.
Say again?
Yes, he really
said it.
I know he said it, but did
he
say it again tonight?
He said you're going to need more than a gun to fight an F-15. There was no ambiguity. He said what he said.
Well, I know he said that before. I just was asking if he said it again tonight.
And he said not tonight, but he said it the other day. And he was asked, what do you mean by it? And Biden said, you know exactly what I mean by it.
Hmm. Yeah, well, that wasn't an accident.
You know, a reporter asked him, what do you mean by your comment about, you know, guns and F-15s? He goes, you know what I meant. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, so all these regular, normal, everyday Democrats, they don't want to see people or people that go from one side to the other. You have to be a radical or else they don't want you.
Yeah, yeah, Proof, they're going to start kicking down doors, man.
Well, you know,
in the middle of the night.
You live in New York, right, Vito? You're in New York, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I heard that Mayor Adams said he wanted to go door to door to get references for you to have a gun now.
What they're doing is everyone who wants a gun permit, he said, you know, we know how guns could be dangerous in the hands of criminals and also in the hands of good people. All right, I don't know where he was going with the good people, but what they're going to do is, he said they're going to have police do good old-fashioned investigations on people. They're going to go talk to your neighbors about you, and they're going to ask your neighbors. You know, now your neighbor's going to know that Vito's got a gun or Joe's got a gun or Mary's thinking of getting a gun. So, you know, where are you going to have anything negative said about you? They're going to hold it against you because your neighbor has a grudge against you or something. They're also going to look at your social media. They're going to want that. Really? You know, it makes absolute no sense. You know, it's crazy what they're starting to put in.
Yeah, I know.
What they want to do. You know, they're creating a gun-free zone in Times Square. Really? What about the transit system that leads into Times Square? I'm sorry about that, guys. I'm driving, so you got to bear with me.
You're fine.
Um, it's absolutely nuts. You know, you're going to still have criminals do whatever they're going to want to do, whether it's with a gun, a knife, or whatever. And police aren't going to be able to protect you. But go with the Times Square, have fun, you know, and see what happens.
Yeah, good luck getting out alive. It's crazy. You know,
there's going to be mayhem is coming, man. When the Dems lose in November, and I really do think they're going to lose, but I think more so the Republicans need to get rid of Mitch McConnell. They need to get rid of the guy McCarthy and get real serious people in there. Because the Republican Party, the leadership, they're just, you know, lollygagging. They're not even taking it serious. You know, you don't hear Mitch McConnell say anything that was
Brandon
done.
Brandon just labeled everybody on that political party a terrorist, and you got Mitch Romney like cheerleading.
Yeah.
Like he don't care.
I know.
And nothing.
Yes, I'm gonna be a terrorist, but I'm a one percenter, so. If you go after me, you go after me. I couldn't live like that. Yes, you can go after everybody in my entire state. That's what Mitt Romney will say.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. I can't stand Mitt.
You're going to have people who are going to attack others now. There's going to be violence now on a grander scale now. You know, with everyone starting to lose their jobs, they're all starting to get, they're going to start to panic and watch what happens. You know, they're going to get upset. They're going to blame somebody and the media is going to push Trump's fault. Our politicians are going to push his Trump's fault when it wasn't. Trump did nothing wrong. He did everything right for this country. And now they're gonna demonize him to the max. And I said it, and they're gonna indict the man, and they're gonna want that image of him in handcuffs out there. And I'm telling you right now, when that happens, that's when it all falls apart. That's when the gloves come off and the brass knuckles come out. I hope people have the stomach to do what needs to be done.
It would be dumb enough to try to do that, though.
Well, you know what? It's not a matter of being dumb-proof. They need – listen, you have a man that was impeached twice for nothing, all right? They created false narratives to damage him, all right? They went – they got a search warrant to go into his home – all right, and they fear him. It's because they fear that man because of what he represents. And he represents America being put back on where it once was to where it should be today. And they're taking us, the Democrats are taking us backwards. They're not. They have no shame in what they're doing, and they have to do everything they can, to damage Donald Trump. There is no doubt in my mind.
Because he can't be bought.
Where it's going.
He can't be bought anymore.
Whether or not he can't be bought, you know, anyone could be bought. All right.
I think he was bought. He was bought when he took $1 million from Pfizer.
Well, that's the thing. He, you know, I was listening to Stu Peters today, and, you know, when Alex Jones was out there doing his thing, you know, informing him that this vaccine is nothing but trouble, Trump came back out. His administration came back out and said this vaccine is good. It's the right thing to do, and I don't want to hear nothing else about it. Well, you know, how he came to that decision, you know, I'm going to guess that he trusted those around him, and he probably did get something put in his pocket to a certain extent. And now, you know, that's an issue with him that I have an issue with. You know, when you create a vaccine that, you know, which they had for many, 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 many years, they know exactly what this thing was to do. You know, this Operation Warp Speed that they could no way, as B said, they couldn't create, even if they were making one vial a second, all right, it would take many, many years when they announced it to come out with the actual vaccine. So this thing was sitting out there. You know, once Trump came out as president, they saw what he was doing. China, they're saying that he was going to collapse China with his policies, you know, to make us strong again. And, you know, they released the Kraken, so to speak. And, you know, he went along with the program. I'm not going to say that he was a part of the conspiracy, but, you know, he surrounded himself with people, and they would tell him, this is good, this is good, this is good, this is what needs to be done.
I agree with
and
that.
And he's a businessman. He's a businessman. All right, he's going to listen to all sides, and he decided, you know what, yeah, I got to go with what they're saying. You know, this is gonna blow back on him to a certain extent, I believe.
Well, and because it's gonna blow back so poorly that we're gonna be looking for our alternate choice as the presidential nominee.
Oh yes, absolutely. And the shame of it is, I think, you know, eight years of Trump would have killed off the Democrats. It would have been worse than when Pelosi lost her speakership the first time. This, you know, and I still think she's going to lose it, but I think that the eight years of Trump would have really put a nail, you know, final nail in the coffin of the Democrat Party, and they came out swinging, man. They came out throwing everything and anything they could, you know, and that's it. You know, we have an FBI that we can't trust no more. We cannot trust the FBI for anything now. All right. For anything.
Hey, each passing week it means that I've learned more that Ron DeSantis is going to be our next president.
Yeah. Yeah. It probably will be.
Quit trying to steal my governor.
You know,
Brandon as president for four more years.
Running. Biden's not running. They are already setting up Gavin Newsom.
You can't even have Newsom. Newsom has got no shot, man.
I'm not.
They might as well. They may as well put that guy Gilliam that was running for governor in your state to run for president. Because, you know, there's no way a Republican cannot win the presidency come November. It's not going to happen. There's no way. You know, there's no way. His speech tonight basically was, if we lose, I don't want to say that's what he was thinking, but if we lose, we have to, you know, basically they're going to do it. They're going to do it, anything and everything to fight to get back the seat in the next round of elections. And it's going to get ugly, man. It's really going to get ugly. And, I tell people, you know, make sure you have a gun. Make sure you have plenty of ammo. You know, make sure you have food on hand, because this is going to be a long process, a very long process.
Oh, yeah, and we're just getting started. It's going to be a long 2.5 years.
Yeah, but how many governors out there are going to say that they are not going to allow alphabet agencies to declare war on its citizens?
I'm hoping that DeSantis does. I'm hoping Abbott does. Grandma Kay. I don't have a lot of faith in him.
If Carrie Lake in Arizona does it, I might have to make a decision.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm hoping she will if she gets elected. I don't have a lot of faith in Kemp, but I'm hoping he would. And Kristi Noem out of South Dakota, I'm hoping she would. Kristi Noem.
And then you got Iowa.
I mean, this Build Back Better bill that they renamed is to have that many IRS agents, I'm telling you, these guys are out here for one reason and one reason only. They're going to use them to come after us. All right? Manchin, shame on him. Shame on him. He should be voted out of office for what he did. Anyone who voted for this bill should be voted out of office. This is going to really kill the country. I hope that they, when it comes time to appropriate money for this bill, that they turn it down. We're not going to give you money for this.
Well, I don't trust Kevin McCarthy with anything, so he should.
Mitch McConnell and McCarthy both got to go. All right, McConnell's wife is Elizabeth Cho, what's her name? Cho, she has something to do with either Obama or Bush. No, McConnell's wife.
Oh, yes, okay.
McConnell's wife, I forget her name. I think it's Cho or whatever. She can't be trusted, man. Once I heard he was married to her, I was like, what the hell is this about?
Well, why do the people in the Senate keep voting for him, though?
I don't know, Proof. I honest to God, I do not know. If I was from Kentucky, I wouldn't be voting for him.
Not that I'm a Ted Cruz fan much, but I don't see why somebody like him isn't promoted.
Yeah. Ted Cruz, I like the guy. Don't get me wrong. I originally voted for him, until Trump became, the guy, running against Hillary. But I just don't see him as being as genuine as a Donald Trump. I mean, we need a Trump type of person.
I don't mind him being in the Senate. If he was a Senate majority leader, have fun with that.
Yeah. It would be better than McConnell anyway, I think. But I just don't – I just don't trust many politicians anymore. I've lost faith in a lot of politicians.
Let Marjorie Taylor Greene be Speaker of the House.
They don't let who?
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
No. She's a bit of a fraud herself, I think. I don't know who to put in there. I know Georgia had some woman running for, I think, governor.
Stacey Abrams.
She seemed like a good not Stacey Abrams. She's another.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to seeing if Herschel Walker can win, though.
Yeah. I mean, but you know what they're gonna try and do to him? They're gonna label him an Uncle Tom, man. He's not for blacks. He's for the white establishment. That's how they're gonna play it.
I'm sorry, it gets old.
Yeah, it is getting old, Proof, and it really is old. But they keep playing that game.
Well, that's the only card that they have.
Yeah. That is the only cause.
Yeah, no problem telling you now that if you don't support Brandon, you're the enemy of the United States now. And Brandon told us today. So
hey, proof. This is nothing more than a dictator speaking.
Oh, I know that.
I mean, everything he said, they are doing the complete opposite. You know, this
yeah,
is not
like
about,
I said.
They don't want a democracy. They want one rule. You know, they want, you know, this is not, it's not all by for the people, man. This is, you do as we tell you to do now. This is mob mentality, man.
Well, I don't know. I know when he was running, he said that he was going to be the one to unite the country, and all he's done
no,
is divide
not.
Us even
he
better.
Said he was going to unite half of America.
No,
yeah.
Biden?
Yeah.
No, he said he was going to bring the
that's
country
exactly
together.
That's exactly what he did. Yeah, originally, yes. That's what he was saying when he was campaigning.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, tonight, basically, you know, what he's saying this is we're going to release the dogs. Release them. Let's go.
Yeah.
Release
All
them.
He's doing is dividing us further and sinking us economically.
You know, release the dogs. Let's go. Let's get the show over and done with. It's like in The Godfather when Clemenza said, yeah, it's, you know, it has to be done every 5-10 years. You know, every few years it gets rid of the bad blood. Let's do it now. Let's get rid of the bad blood, man. You know, let's do it. Let's just, let's start fixing things.
But he did say that on an inauguration day, Candace, where he was going to unite half of America.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. I heard the part about he was going to unite
the
whole country. Yeah.
That's all he's doing was stirring the pot. That's all he was doing.
And then you had John Clapper going on some, like, MSLSD or whatever it was. Saying that he's going to go after everybody that didn't support him, including libertarians.
Wow. When did he say this?
Election, inauguration day. I'll see if I can find it in my stack here.
Okay, I think I vaguely remember. Is he still in charge of the CIA?
I don't know what he's in charge of anymore.
Yeah. Crazy, man. This is craziness now. This is all craziness now.
I'll see if I can find it. Hold on. So go ahead. I'm gonna need a minute.
Yeah.
As far as
New York City goes, a friend of mine put it. They'll lock anyone who has a gun in that gun-free zone. If you walk in there with a gun legally, just by declaring that area gun-free zone, they're going to lock you up, and you're going to be and even if the charges get dismissed, you'll still be in a database until you get a lawyer to have those fake charges removed. You know,
that is
going to prohibit you from ever owning a gun.
And now they're, like, putting age regulation on whipped cream?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Apparently, in New York City, which I never knew. I never saw anybody. I never saw anyone taking whipped cream and getting high off. I've never in my life seen it. But apparently now it's a problem.
Yeah,
let's not worry about the people who are smoking pot and driving stoned, in the city. Let's not worry about that, but let's worry about whipped cream. All right.
Yeah.
You know, listen, if you want to get high, get high. I got nothing against people doing that. This is just, you know, I mean, to say that you can't buy whipped cream under the age of 21.
Yeah, but I was wondering yesterday, because if you have to be 21 years of age and show ID to use to buy whipped cream.
Yeah, but you have to show ID to vote.
Because blacks won't be able to buy whipped cream now.
Yep.
Exactly. Yep. That's just
you need
crazy
ID
to
buy whipped cream in New York City, but you don't need ID to vote. You go figure that out.
So we have a we have Bianchi that wants to come say hello.
I heard you guys talking about some things I've been. What I've had on my mind.
Yeah, man.
You know, you got Bank of America saying they're going to make interest-free, down payment-free loans for blacks and Hispanics. That's discrimination and racism. Where's the lawsuits?
Well, you know, they could do another point. Like I said, all I want is my mortgage forgiven. You know, well, at least I want $10,000
off my mortgage. Bianchi, is that there's a balloon payment at the end of it. So they're never going to
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely right. Then this student loan forgiveness, they're targeting a certain class of people. That there is discrimination and racism, too. But here's the point. The Constitution allows for bankruptcy, right? Well, why don't they remove the exemption of bankruptcy on student loans, then all Americans can take advantage of it.
We used to actually be able to do that up until like 2007 or 2008. Then they quit allowing you to do that.
Yeah, you can't file
bankruptcy.
Yeah,
I know.
Student loan is you're stuck with you forever.
Yeah, then you're going to have to be accountable because you filed bankruptcy. It messes up your ability to borrow for a number of 10 years, I understand. Well, that's deserving. You should have made a better choice. Your parents should have made a better choice. Your family should have made a better choice. Your school counselor should have made a better choice where you wouldn't be in the predicament that you're in. Why making a bad choice?
Yeah. And meanwhile, these degrees are freaking useless that these kids got. They are
and
not out there making money.
Hey, wait a minute, these gun-free zones. So if they build a school across the street from your house, all of a sudden you got to get rid of all your guns.
Yeah, they could. Yeah. Yep, they could do a lot of things now. They are so emboldened right now, and they feel so empowered that they could... You know, they rule by fiat now. They're going to just make stuff up. And you know what? You know, see you in court.
No, he doesn't care about that either.
No.
You know, he doesn't. He's flat out been told from some of the stuff he did during Corona he was going to go to court. And he did not care at all. Especially about take the freaking jab and you're going to lose your job. They flat out told him, you're going to court over this, bud. And he was like, don't care.
I mean, they came out with the numbers for jobs today. I think it was like 128,000 jobs were created, and they were looking at almost 300,000.
Them liberals lie, man.
Yeah, they're They're not liberals, Bianchi. They're communists, man. You know, I mean...
Well, thank you for correcting me.
No. It's just, you know, they, you know, liberal, we're all liberal to a point. But these people, these communists, they have an agenda, and they want... They, by hook or by crook, they're going to do everything they can to get their stuff. All right, and if it means using violence, they will use it. They're projecting that the right is the ones going to use violence. You know, not for nothing, but during the Uncle Floyd protest, I didn't see Republicans or conservatives firebombing government buildings or police cars. You know,
nope.
they were all leftists.
I do remember that most peaceful protests, though.
Yeah, that's true proof. Yeah, yeah, while everything was burning down. You know, when they were having years ago they were having in Zuccotti Park in Manhattan. They were fighting, going against capitalism before Trump became president. And you know, they were standing there, and they were basically pushing Marxism. You know, we have to try the system, let it work. There were people out there. You know, they were talking about, I forget what. Oh my God, what was that they were pushing years ago? About 10 years ago.
Obamacare.
I forget the name of it, but they were in
operation.
They were in a. No, it wasn't operation. It was. They were in a. They took over a park in Manhattan.
Yeah, Occupy Wall Street.
Occupy Wall Street. Yes, that's what it was. And I went in there. And I walked in there. I took my youngest son with me. Let's walk around, Mike. Let's see what's going on. You know, I want you to see what it is. And they were spewing nothing but Marxism. We have to replace capitalism with another system until we can find a better system. And meanwhile, you know, they were spitting out Marxism, man. They're not going to replace Marxism with anything else once they get in.
No, not without a war.
Yeah. You know, exactly.
Well, that's what all this going to come down to, is a big-ass war between states again. Watch
and
see.
Where it's coming,
I mean,
yeah,
look at what they're doing.
Where it's going, man.
Look at Minneapolis. They firing white teachers. They firing white teachers, laying them off first before they lay off any other color.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of your seniority. You know, and this is how a union operates. This is your union.
I mean, that kind of stuff is not right. I've always told, we've been telling people that these Democrats are some of the racists you ever want to see. I'm telling you, no, they ain't no racists. I'll tell you that blacks are racist. Oh, no, blacks ain't got no power. Hell, look at down there in Jackson, Mississippi. You got Chukwue Lumumba, the son of the father, who was associated with the Republic of New Africa, which was an insurrectionist group. Also, Benny Thomas, who's chairing the January 6th committee, he was favoritism to that group. And he's sitting there as a chairman trying a group of people who was no more than protesting for their liberty and calling them insurrectionists.
Yeah.
Well, they don't care.
The FBI is still investigating BLM. They messing with the Amish.
Yes.
They are completely. The reason why they harp on January 6th so much is they're completely 100% terrified. We hold the power. They know it. We just got to wake everybody up to realize that we do hold the power. They're scared of us being so united.
They are scared because what if a Republican? I don't even think. I think if any Republican that gets in, they are going to be scared of what's coming.
Yeah, they're going to be scared of what's coming. I mean, I'm really hoping to see the investigations, to see the freaking indictments.
What investigations? What indictments? Who's going to do the investigations? The FBI? Come on, who's going to do the investigations now?
The Durham report is like a unicorn.
You know, and we haven't even, where's Durham been lately? We haven't even heard anything from him anymore.
No.
He's been swept under the rug. Who do we trust now to thoroughly and honestly investigate, you know?
You can't trust nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah, they're planting evidence and everything else. You can't trust them. And that's the sad thing about it. If it goes beyond 2024, you got those same alphabet agencies that there are nothing more than a detriment to the fabric of the country. You can't trust them.
Well, what we need is an independent investigation team, non-party affiliated.
I mean, we have people that go in front of Congress and lie, and nothing is done. We have Comey said Hillary Clinton, yeah, she withheld stuff from us when she said she did, she gave everything over, and nothing was done. Nothing was done.
Oh, dude, Comey flat out said if a regular citizen had done what Hillary did, then they'd be in jail.
Yeah, they were
going to
go after them. They would have gone after them with the full force of the government. Absolutely. No doubt.
So how do we get the DOJ cleaned up?
Oh,
it looks like that's
a problem. Biden said that he was going to give money, aid, directly to the city of Jacksonville, to the Jacksonville mayor. Now, get this. Jacksonville is the capital of Mississippi. That money should go
Jackson,
to the governor.
Jackson,
Mississippi. Right, I'm sorry. That's the capital of Mississippi. The money should go to the governor, and he manage it with what powers he has. But if you give it to Jackson, the city, that mayor, they're going to squander the money. Hell, rather than fixing the problem that they have with their water infrastructure, they opt to build a new stadium, football stadium, and make improvements on it.
Yeah, and right now they're sitting there with no water to even flush their toilets with. That's sad.
Yep.
Somebody was talking on Twitter, TikTok, and they were like, we need to start running water to Jackson, Mississippi. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, they were so shocked this was happening. And I'm like, does no one remember Flint, Michigan?
No, they forgot about that.
Yeah, I mean, it was like the politicians did not care about Flint until it was the midterm or general election. They
well,
used
you
it
know
as a
what
poll.
Else, too? There's 38 cities. I read there was 38 cities that had water worse than Flint that they don't talk about. I know Weldon Springs, Missouri, outside of St. Louis, I know their water is not only bad, but it's radioactive because a lot of World War II stuff that was made by Mallinckrodt Chemical was dumped out there on the outskirts of the city at the time.
I believe it. Washington State's got a problem.
They're giving money to the Ukraine like hands over fists as if you was playing three-card Molly or something. You know, I don't understand this, y'all. I really don't. It just perplexes me. What is in the mind of people that would think and act under the lines of what we witnessed? It just don't make any damn sense.
Nah, I don't understand it either. We got so many
still
problems.
People out there that would vote for it. Those people, even though the Democrat Party might be not assisting with the water, they would still vote Democrat again, knowing they have no water.
Because they're throwing out wedge issues. Okay, I mean, they're calling abortion a constitutional right. Where in the Constitution does it say you can terminate a pregnancy? You know, abortion is not a constitutional right. But yet the Democrats are telling their young fan base, they're taking away your right, you know, to terminate your pregnancy. Excuse me, it's not a constitutional right. So they throw issues out like that because they know they can't win on their own. Their policies suck.
But is the American people, are the American people going to buy into Brandon's hate today? That's the question. Even though you and I might not, but is John Q. Public going to say that Brandon's absolutely right, that anyone that doesn't support Brandon needs to, we need to go to war with them?
Oh, Lord. Yeah. I unfortunately do. I mean, think about how much brainwashing they've done from 2016 until now. So you have your new 18-year-olds that have had the past 6 years since they were 12 being brainwashed by the media to hate anybody who even wants anything Trump had to do with. And now they're old enough to vote. And then even take your, like, 25-year-olds. They've had their whole voting life now programmed by the media. So, yeah, they've brainwashed an entire generation.
Well, the sad thing about it, there's nothing put in place or being put in place to no great extent to make sure that that type of group don't prosper again in the future.
Well, that's what this is about. Because if we get down far enough, we're not going to be able to come back. So that's what they want.
Well,
and you realize that anyone that's going to a store in 2022 and still wearing a scam, you know what political party they're voting for. So they're your enemy. They love breathing in that titanium dioxide and giving themselves respiratory issues.
Yeah.
They're addicted to that. And they also think they're better than you.
But it's going to take us freaking a very long time to even recover from what we're going through now. I mean, how long did it take us to recover from Carter? You know? This is going to, and this is the, I mean, we haven't seen it this bad since Carter was in office.
Yeah, but I think we're going to reach Abraham Lincoln territory with the Civil War. Except that we don't know who our enemies are, which is weird. Well, we know because they're going to put a scam on their face.
back in the Civil War, did they really even know who their enemies were all the time? I mean, if you think about it.
By accents.
Well, yeah, but even then, I mean, I don't know. You can't do accents now.
No.
Everybody's, yeah. So, I don't know. If states do start stepping up to the plate saying no feds in our states, then, yeah, I can definitely see a separation of states leaving the country. But would the federal government really allow that? I don't think they would.
They might put troops there anyway, even if they're not allowed. I think they would try to do that.
They would be United Nations troops.
Said we're not accepting IRS troops. Huh? Well, let's put 20,000 in there right now and see what DeSantis says.
They'll do stuff like that. They did that right after the Civil War. They stationed federal troops in the South. They actually had to cut a special deal back in that time and have a president that was appointed, not elected. And the only way they got the South to agree to it was, we'll take the federal troops out of the South. And they were like, okay, put in who you want. Yeah. So I'm not really seeing the federal government allowing states to leave. I mean, they may have the right to, but I don't see them allowing it. They want that money.
It's just going to have to be. It's just going to have to be a big fight. Maybe we need to make alliances with some foreign countries to come give us some assistance. I mean, that did happen even during the Civil War, right? Russia came and used their flotilla to boycott British ships. So, yes, Germany.
Okay, now you're making me want to pop popcorn, indeed.
Yeah, but Germany. Europe isn't doing squat. They're going to be so out of energy in the winter that they're not going to do a thing. They're done.
Yeah.
Hell, Germany was providing assistance to Mexico during the Mexican-American War.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would get so nasty.
Well, it's not to be ridiculing you, but we should have been nasty a long time ago rather than being receptive and compromising. That's what happened when you compromise. You get to the point where you don't have anything to fall back on because you don't give it all away. We compromise too much. We fall for the okey-doke.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I really do.
There we go. All right, so let me see if I want to see if I have Brandon's speech up yet. Because I'll play it. I don't care.
Yeah, I really would love to hear it too. I want to see if he actually did say that part that I got sent today on Messenger.
Oh, all right. I have to refresh my screen here.
Oh, and the appointed person I was talking about, it's called the Compromise of 1877, and it was President Hayes.
Rutherford Hayes?
Yeah. Yeah, he was the one that they had to reach
so
a compromise. They were like,
because he's considered the first postmodern president, and there's been a push to get rid of every president in the history books up until him. They want him to be the first president of the United States.
Yeah, he was the president that they were like, dude, if you just let us put him in office, we'll pull the troops out of the South. So they gave
right,
him
so
the presidency.
Let's listen in right now to Brandon.
Yay. Okay, thank you.
I don't know about yay.
Please welcome the President of the United States and Dr. Jill Biden.
My fellow Americans, please, if you have a seat,
thank you. I speak to you tonight from sacred ground in America. Independence Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is where America made its Declaration of Independence to the world more than two centuries ago with an idea unique among nations that in America we're all created equal. This is where the United States Constitution was written and debated. This is where we set in motion the most extraordinary experiment of self-government the world has ever known. With three simple words, we the people, we the people. These two documents and the ideas they embody, equality and democracy, are the rock upon which this nation is built. They are how we became the greatest nation on earth. They are why, for more than two centuries, America has been a beacon to the world. But as I stand here tonight, equality and democracy are under assault. We do ourselves no favor to pretend otherwise. So tonight, I've come to this place where it all began to speak as plainly as I can to the nation about the threats we face, about the power we have in our own hands to meet these threats, and about the incredible future that lies in front of us if only we choose it. Let's never forget, we the people are the true heirs of the American experiment that began more than two centuries ago. We the people have burning inside of each of us the flame of liberty that was lit here at Independence Hall. The flame that lit our way through abolition, the Civil War, suffrage, the Great Depression, world wars, civil rights. That sacred flame still burns. Now in our time, as we build an America that is more prosperous, free, and just, that is the work of my presidency, a mission I believe in with my whole soul. But first, we must be honest with each other and with ourselves. Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. I want to be very clear up front. Not every Republican, not even the majority of Republicans, are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. I know, because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country. These are hard things. But I'm an American president, not a president of red America, blue America, but of all America. And I believe it's my duty to level with you, to tell the truth, no matter how difficult, no matter how painful. And here, in my view, is what is true. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election. And they're working right now, as I speak, in state after state, to give power to decide elections in America to partisans and cronies, empowering election deniers to undermine democracy itself. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards, backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country. They look at the mob that stormed the United States Capitol on January 6th, brutally attacking law enforcement, not as insurrectionists who placed a dagger at the throat of our democracy, but they look at them as patriots, and they see their MAGA failure to stop a peaceful transfer of power after the 2020 election as preparation for the 2022 and 2024 election. They tried everything last time to nullify the votes of 81 million people. This time, they're determined to succeed in thwarting the will of the people. That's why respected conservatives like Federal Circuit Court Judge Michael Ludwig has called Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans, quote, a clear and present danger to our democracy. But while the threat to American democracy is real, I want to say as clearly as we can, we are not powerless in the face of these threats. We are not bystanders in this ongoing attack on democracy. There are far more Americans from every background and belief who reject the extreme MAGA ideology than those that accept it. And folks, it's within our power, it's in our hands, yours and mine, to stop the assault on American democracy. I believe America is at an inflection point, one of those moments that determine the shape of everything that's to come after. And now, America must choose to move forward or to move backwards, to build a future or obsess about the past, to be a nation of hope and unity and optimism, or a nation of fear, division, and of darkness. MAGA Republicans have made their choice. They embrace anger. They thrive on chaos. They live not in the light of truth, but in the shadow of lies. But together we can choose a different path. We can choose a better path forward to the future. A future of possibility, a future to build and dream and hope. And we're on that path moving ahead. I know this nation. I know you, the American people. I know your courage. I know your hearts. And I know our history. This is a nation that honors our Constitution. We do not reject it. This is a nation that believes in the rule of law. We do not repudiate it. This is a nation that respects free and fair elections. We honor the will of the people. We do not deny it. And this is a nation that rejects violence as a political tool. We do not encourage violence.
You mean like
Antifa? We are still an America that believes in honesty and decency and respect for others. Patriotism, liberty, justice for all, hope, possibilities. We are still, at our core, a democracy. And yet, history tells us the blind loyalty to a single leader and the willingness to engage in political violence is fatal to democracy. For a long time, we told ourselves that American democracy is guaranteed, but it's not. We have to defend it, protect it, stand up for it, each and every one of us. That's why tonight I'm asking our nation to come together, unite behind the single purpose of defending our democracy regardless of your ideology. We're all called by duty and conscience to confront extremists who put their own pursuit of power above all else. Democrats, independents, mainstream Republicans, we must be stronger, more determined, and more committed to saving American democracy than MAGA Republicans are to destroying American democracy. We, the people, will not let anyone or anything tear us apart. Today, there are dangers around us. We cannot allow to prevail. We hear you've heard it. More and more talk about violence as an acceptable political tool.
Once again, like Antifa?
It's not. It can never be an acceptable tool. So I want to say this plain and simple. There is no place for political violence in America, period. None. Ever.
Then maybe stop raiding Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, like Maxine Waters.
You saw law enforcement brutally attacked on January 6th. We've seen election officials, poll workers, many of them volunteers of both parties, subject to intimidation and death threats. And can you believe it? FBI agents just doing their job as directed, facing threats to their own lives from their own fellow citizens.
The whistleblowers
on top of that, there are public figures today, yesterday, and the day before predicting and all but calling for mass violence and rioting in the streets. This is inflammatory. It's dangerous. It's against the rule of law. And we, the people, must say, this is not who we are.
Oh, well, how come it's only Democrats that are asking for that?
Yeah, what about the violence against the Supreme Court judges?
We can't be pro-insurrectionist and pro-American. They're incompatible. We can't allow violence to be normalized in this country. It's wrong. We each have to reject political violence with all the moral clarity and conviction this nation can muster. Now, we can't let the integrity of our elections be undermined, for that is a path to chaos. Look, I know politics can be fierce and mean and nasty in America. I get it. I believe in the give and take of politics, in disagreement and debate and dissent. We're a big, complicated country. But democracy endures only if we, the people, respect the guardrails of the republic. Only if we, the people, accept the results of free and fair elections. Only if we, the people, see politics not as total war, but mediation of our differences. Democracy cannot survive when one side believes there are only two outcomes to an election. Either they win or they were cheated. And that's where the MAGA Republicans are today.
Dude, are you hearing that psychological?
They don't understand what every patriotic American knows. You can't love your country only when you win. It's fundamental. American democracy only works only if we choose to respect the rule of law and the institutions that were set up in this chamber behind me. Only if we respect our legitimate political differences. I will not stand by and watch. I will not the will of the American people be overturned by wild conspiracy theories and baseless evidence-free claims of fraud. I will not stand by and watch elections in this country stolen by people who simply refuse to accept that they lost. I will not stand by and watch the most fundamental freedom in this country, the freedom to vote, and have your vote counted and be taken from you and the American people. Look, as your president, I will defend our democracy with every fiber of my being, and I'm asking every American to join me. Throughout our history, America's often made the greatest progress coming out of some of our darkest moments, like you're hearing in that bullhorn. I believe we can and must do that again, and we are. MAGA Republicans look at America and see carnage and darkness and despair. They spread fear and lies, lies told for profit and power.
You mean like
I see a different America. An America with an unlimited future. An America that's about to take off. I hope you see it as well. Just look around. I believe we could lift America from the depths of COVID. So we passed the largest economic recovery package since Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And today, America's economy is faster, stronger than any other advanced nation in the world. We have more to go.
Oh, wow.
I believe we could build a better America. So we passed the biggest infrastructure investment since President Dwight D. Eisenhower. And we've now embarked on a decade of rebuilding the nation's roads, bridges, highways, ports, water systems, high-speed internet, railroads. I believe we could make America safer. So we passed the most significant gun safety law since President Clinton. I believe we could go from being the highest cost of prescriptions in the world to making prescription drugs and health care more affordable. So we passed the most significant health care reform since President Obama signed the Affordable Care Act.
But on day one, he got rid of all the...
And I believe
we could create
a clean energy future and save the planet. So we passed the most important climate initiative ever, ever, ever.
You mean with the 87,000 IRS agents?
The cynics and the critics tell us nothing can get done, but they're wrong. There is not a single thing America cannot do, not a single thing beyond our capacity if we do it together. It's never easy, but we're proving in America, no matter how long the road, progress does come. Look, I know the last year, few years have been tough, but today, COVID no longer controls our lives. More Americans are working than ever. Businesses are growing. Our schools are open. Millions of Americans have been lifted out of poverty. Millions of veterans, once exposed to toxic burn pits, will now get what they deserve for their families and their compensation. American manufacturing has come alive across the heartland, and the future will be made in America. No matter what the white supremacists and the extremists say, I made a bet on you, the American people, and that bet is paying off, proving that from darkness, the darkness of Charlottesville, of COVID, of gun violence, of insurrection, we can see the light. Light is now visible. Light that will guide us forward, not only in words, but in actions. Actions for you, for your children, for your grandchildren, for America. Even in this moment, with all the challenges we face, I give you my word as a Biden, I've never been more optimistic about America's future. Not because of me, but because of who you are. We're going to end cancer as we know it. Mark my words. We're going to create millions of new jobs in a clean energy economy. We're going to think big. We're going to make the 21st century another American century. Because the world needs us to. That's where we need to focus our energy. Not in the past. Not on divisive culture wars. Not on the politics of grievance. But on the future we can build together. The MAGA Republicans believe that for them to succeed, everyone else has to fail. They believe America... Not like I believe about America. I believe America is big enough for all of us to succeed. And that is the nation we're building, the nation where no one is left behind. I ran for president because I believe we're in a battle for the soul of this nation. I still believe that to be true. I believe the soul is the breath, the life, and the essence of who we are. The soul is what makes us us. The soul of America is defined by the sacred proposition that all are created equal in the image of God. All are entitled to be treated with decency, dignity, and respect. That all deserve justice and a shot at lives of prosperity and consequence. And that democracy must be defended, for democracy makes all these things possible. Folks, and it's up to us. Democracy begins and will be preserved in we the people's habits of the heart, in our character, optimism that is tested yet endures, courage that digs deep when we need it, empathy that fuels democracy, the willingness to see each other not as enemies but as fellow Americans. Look, our democracy isn't perfect. It always has been. Notwithstanding those folks you hear on the other side there, they're entitled to be outrageous. This is a democracy. But history and common sense...
No, it's the Republic out there.
You hear what he's saying?
Good manners is nothing they've ever suffered from. But history and common sense tell us that opportunity, liberty, and justice for all are most likely to come to pass in a democracy. We have never fully realized the aspirations of our founding, but every generation has opened those doors a little bit wider, including more people who have been excluded before. My fellow Americans, America is an idea, the most powerful idea in the history of the world, and it beats in the hearts of the people of this country. It beats in all our hearts. It unites America. It is the American creed, the idea that America guarantees that everyone be treated with dignity. It gives hate no safe harbor. It installs in everyone the belief that no matter where you start in life, there's nothing you can't achieve. That's who we are. That's what we stand for. That's what we believe. And that's precisely what we're doing. Opening doors. Creating possibilities, focusing on the future, and we're only just beginning. Our task is to make our nation free and fair, just and strong, noble and whole. And this work is the work of democracy, the work of this generation, is the work of our time, for all time. We can't afford to leave anyone on the sideline. We need everyone to do their part. So speak up, speak out, get engaged, vote, vote, vote. And if we do our duty, if we do our duty in 2022 and beyond, then ages still to come will say, we, all of us here, we kept the faith. We preserved democracy. We heeded not our worst instincts, but our better angels. We proved that for all its imperfections, America is still the beacon to the world, an ideal to be realized, a promise to be kept. There's nothing more important, nothing more sacred, nothing more American. That's our soul. That's who we truly are. And that's who we must always be. I have no doubt, none, that this is who we will be, and that we'll come together as a nation that will secure our democracy, that for the next 200 years we'll have what we had the past 200 years, the greatest nation on the face of the earth. We just need to remember who we are. We are the United States of America, the United States of America. And may God protect our nation. And may God protect all those who stand watch over our democracy. God bless you all. Democracy. Thank you.
All right, I'm in the middle of downloading a clip. I'm uploading a clip. Alright, I'm going to just play anything. Alright, I'm going to play a commercial. I don't want to hear this.
Thank you.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news, and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Study.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon, but when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask the question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's jump up on you.
Okay, one more time. This is your foot. This is shoes. This is your foot in shoes.
I can't move.
Any questions?
A little help.
This public service announcement brought to you by Zero Shoes. Feel the freedom, feel the fun, feel the world in Zero Shoes.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
You go first.
Did you guys pick up on the psychological conditioning he was doing? He never once said Republicans. It was constantly MAGA Republicans. Planting that seed of hate, planting that seed of division. He said it so many times that people that are easily influenced are going to hear Republican, and they're instantly going to put MAGA in front of it. And MAGA is a dirty word to a lot of people. So he's sitting there doing that, but at the same time, he's preaching unity. How the heck can you preach unity when you're psychologically conditioning people to hate people? Oh, my God, I am fuming mad right now. It was nothing but a big gaslighting show. It's a complete narcissistic abusive relationship. They're using the same psychological tactics that a narcissist uses. And then, along with the, like he's talking about, everybody has a chance. Nobody needs to be like held back or whatever he said. Nobody needs to be discriminated against and all this stuff. And I'm like, wait a minute. You just spent 2 years trying to take away people's jobs that didn't take a shot. Basically saying that if you wouldn't wear a mask, you were contaminated and dirty and trying to kill grandma. It was complete hypocrisy. I'm like, oh my God. And he was just saying all the right buzzwords, what people wanted to hear, and talking about Roosevelt, the New Deal, I mean, all this stuff. He really doesn't care about the people. He wasn't trying to bring people together. The undertones were very much fight the enemy. If they don't think like you, they're the enemy. I can't anymore. Somebody else can go. I'm still too mad.
I just couldn't believe that he just went like 5-7 minutes on how we shouldn't be fighting the election fraud because he won.
Dude, they spent 4 years during Trump saying that they were cheated, that it was a fraudulent election.
Well, they're still saying it.
Yeah, because she didn't win. But now it's like a bad thing to say that now because their side won. Give me a break. There's no unity in that.
No. And if you shouldn't have to prove that you won. You just go out there and be a better candidate.
Exactly, and be completely transparent.
If he was a better candidate, then nobody would have argued, but he sucks.
Majorly so. Yeah, the whole thing just got my blood pressure way up.
So, Bianchi, you want to get in?
Well, she's right. Everything he basically talked about is what? Making America great again. Did you listen to him? And how many times did he say the word democracy? The country is we know that the country is a constitutional republic. But he's saying democracy is a buzzword about voting because that is when you exercise your democracy. It's when you vote for representation. That's what it's about. That's when the 51% control the 49% is when you go to the poll and vote. But on the country, this country is a republic.
Yes.
And
I talked about
that things.
Real quick.
Yes. He talked about things that making America great again stands for on the sly. Then he had the nerve to throw in a little bit. A teaspoon or two of white supremacy in there. And see, the things that he talked about as far as the violence is concerned, like I made a remark about, hey, guess what Maxine Waters was saying? His own people. Discrimination. Look what's going down as we have made mention about Bank of America want to make it possible for blacks and Hispanics to have no down payment. Well, what about the rest of America? Aren't they deserving of that? The policy he put in place put people out of work. He's killing an industry like that of oil and other natural resources. Talking about liberty, well, tell that to the Amish. And talk about privilege, well, you can point to BLM. Why come they not being prosecuted? It's nothing more than a hype to sound like John F. Kennedy, smell and wrench of Obama and his speechwriters.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
exactly
oh,
where
yeah.
he's coming from. And Trump, I never have heard a sitting president
make comments on a past president like that. I don't know, but I've been around for a while. I never heard that before.
No.
When you bring that up,
and when you do that, that means that you're being divisive.
Yeah. When you bring that up, talking about what Hillary did, well, Trump is the president now. Hillary ain't the president. You know, it is just totally ridiculous what he get away with. But what's more ridiculous is that you have people out there that's going to perceive what he said as being the gospel of the Bible. He's trying to stir up voters in his words, his actions, democracy, democracy, democracy.
That's exactly what he's doing. And people, well, some people are not catching on to the fact. Nobody is being like, wait a minute, didn't we just spend 4 years doing what you're criticizing the MAGA Republicans of doing? You know, oh, it's that low-key divide stuff. It's so narcissistic. It's psychological warfare.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and he talked about how Republicans don't want to admit of defeat. He made mention of 80 million. Mm-hmm. But he's talking constantly, telling people to go out and vote. Go out and vote. Well, what are we going to have? You just talking to one group of people who's going to be voting Democrat? I thought voting is supposed to be a right, privilege for some, for all Americans, like you've been trying to input in your speech.
Yeah, well, back in 2016, tens of millions of Hillbots didn't want to admit they lost, so I don't even want to hear that about
it. No, they didn't. And you know how you know? Look at the riots that sprung out over the city. What was he at then? People were looting, burning, setting cars on fire, trash cans on fire, patrolling the streets with Mexican flags.
Okay, wait now, though. Those were mostly peaceful protests. Do you remember that from CNN? Burning buildings behind the border.
Yeah, over 500 cities burnt in the United States.
I know. That CNN reporter had, like, burning buildings behind him, and he was like, well, this is a mostly peaceful protest. That was the biggest joke.
Defacing monuments, tearing down statues, you call that as an acceptance of democracy when Donald Trump won? It don't sound and seem and look like an acceptance of democracy rule to me, as you've been talking about Joe Biden.
Oh, no. It wasn't an acceptance of democracy. I remember. I mean, I refused to vote for her. I made it known I would not vote for her. A lot of people I knew said the same thing. And the amount of attacking that came from her little hillbots, oh, man, it was sad.
And he talked about the last 200 years. Well, isn't that not talking about Make America Great Again? Then he come around and down the MAGA element. Well, you're using the war cry of MAGA about making America great again in your speech when you go back and talk about how things were 200 years ago and wanted to project them that 200 years into the future. Then you're going to be playing patriotic music.
In that speech, he was talking about how we're going to build things back in America again.
Yeah. Then he's going to play patriotic music. Then he's going to talk against patriotism, like when people was in Charleston protesting against the taking down of Robert E. Lee statue. What better patriot was he to Virginia when he said he would not fight against his state? Is that not patriotism?
I guess not.
Boy, they must have had him doped up tonight.
I thought that too.
Yeah, but that medication only lasts between like half an hour to 45 minutes. It's so bizarre. During the primary, my friend, she had had a family member with dementia. And she told me, she was like, well, the medication only lasts for half an hour to 40 minutes. That's why he's doing good at the debate. And I did not believe Biden had dementia at that time. But if you notice, I started watching. He starts going off the rails after 40 minutes. And I'm like, oh, my God, they pump him so full of meds. And that's when I started believing he really did have dementia.
I have to share this, you guys. Jack Posobiec made a tweet that said, what if Corn Pop was a good dude and just wanted to protect the kids from a creepy lifeguard?
Oh, my God. I love him so much.
I actually believe more and more.
Yeah, you heard it first tonight. Some of the crap that he talked about tonight, I never heard that before. How in the heck are you going to attack a president of the past? Boy, you just can't let Donald Trump alone. You're scared of him.
And that's why he got on all those TVs, because he has that bully power right now.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything meaningful.
Conspiracy.
Yeah.
And that's where I fault the states. The states need to, states just want to do what they're supposed to do. They're just as guilty of this themselves, some of these states. Where's Arizona with all the information they have?
Let me ask this. Can we listen to Tucker Carlson's critique of the speech today?
I would love that.
Okay.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. If you're watching this right now, you are missing a rare primetime address from Joe Biden. Biden doesn't give a lot of those for obvious reasons, but tonight's topic is worthy of the occasion. America, ladies and gentlemen, is under attack, and not from our usual enemies. The threat we face tonight is existential, but it's not coming from barefoot religious extremists living in caves. It's not the Chinese government. It's not even Vladimir Putin himself, the most diabolically evil man in history. No, ladies and gentlemen, this threat is worse than all of that, and it's homegrown. As they say in the horror movies, it's coming from inside the house. The single gravest threat to America today is Republican voters, all 75 million of them. They are Nazis and destroyers of democracy. They must be stopped. That is the message of Joe Biden's speech. Just moments ago, he referred to MAGA forces for apparently marshaling at Red Lobster near you, ready to take over this country. Now, to underscore how deeply Joe Biden means all of this, tonight's address in Philadelphia is not being categorized as a campaign event ahead of the midterm elections, which is what it looks like. No. Instead, this speech has the full sponsorship of the White House. In other words, what Joe Biden is saying right now is the official position of the entire executive branch of the U.S. government. That would include the Justice Department, the various intel agencies, and the world's most powerful standing military. Think about that. Does it make you nervous? You don't have to be a Trump voter to see a speech like this as a turning point in American history. For hundreds of years, the U.S. has had a political system comprised of two competing parties. If you were to declare one of those parties criminal and illegitimate, what would you be left with? Well, you'd be left with a one-party state, and that is what Joe Biden is calling for tonight, a one-party state. It's shocking. You may have trouble believing it's even happening, and yet it is, live on television right now. And yet, and here's what we're here to tell you, believe it or not, there is an upside to this catastrophe. Even as you watch your beloved country take a turn you never imagined possible, there is reason for hope. American liberals may have obvious dictatorial ambitions. There's no question they do. Only would-be dictators fear free speech and an armed population. But just because liberals long for a one-party state doesn't mean they're going to get one. They won't. In the end, they don't have the skills to pull that off. Liberals are too incompetent to overthrow democracy. And that's obvious from history. Every successful authoritarian revolution has had two things in common: a coherent worldview and a competent military force. Lenin, for example, Lenin had the writings of Karl Marx to provide an ideological justification for his revolution, and he had the military genius of Leon Trotsky to pull it off. Together, these two things were enough to topple the Tsar and take control of the world's biggest country. For all his power, Joe Biden does not have these two things. Marx and Trotsky? No. Joe Biden has Taylor Lorenz and Mark Milley. Lorenz is the ideological anchor of the Biden White House. She's its muse, its Che Guevara. They are inspired by her revolutionary fervor. But Taylor Lorenz does not write weighty books. Twitter is her canvas. And having surveyed her oeuvre, we can tell you that Lorenz's main idea appears to be that anyone who doesn't wear an N95 mask in the shower is a racist. That's the sum total of her ideology. Now, there are probably several dozen people in Cambridge who agree with that, but it is hardly the basis of a popular movement. It's not Marxism, it's whining. So that's the problem for Biden. And then there's Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Milley is Joe Biden's Leon Trotsky, but without the brilliance or the cool mustache. Mark Milley is a buffoon. He couldn't even manage to successfully withdraw forces from a country that wanted them to leave. Mark Milley's only victories take place at lunch. Pizza is afraid of him. No one else is. So these are the people who are trying to bring us a one-party state. For the next several minutes, we'd like to show you the face of Joe Biden's revolution. It is heartening. The next time you feel afraid for the future of this country, the next time you think, these people actually want to hurt me, because obviously they do, remember who we're talking about here, and you'll feel better. Now, we're going to start tonight with Joe Biden's Minister of Information, a person called Karine Jean-Pierre. Karine Jean-Pierre may be the most self-discrediting spokesman in the history of revolutionary politics. She makes Baghdad Bob from the Saddam years look dignified. She's literally beyond belief. Here she was on Monday.
Somebody unvaccinated comes over on a plane. You say that's not okay. Somebody walks into Texas or Arizona unvaccinated. They're allowed to stay. Why?
But that's not how it works. Like, we actually, no.
I know that that's not what you guys want to happen, but that is what is happening.
But that's not, it's not like somebody walks over and that's not how.
That's exactly what's happening. Thousands of people are walking in a day. Some of them turn themselves over. Some of them are caught. Tens of thousands a week are not. That is what is happening.
It's not like someone just walks over the border. Karine Jean-Pierre laughs at that idea and waves her hand. So there are two options to explain what's going on here. Either Karine Jean-Pierre doesn't have a television set and has no idea what's happening in America right now. That's entirely possible. Or, we think this is more likely, she has seen the tape but just doesn't recognize what it is. She cannot discern people just walking over the border when she sees pictures of people just walking over the border. That's possible. She is that stupid. Want another example? Well, here she is, apparently with total sincerity, assessing a recent speech by Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida.
And just last week, you had Governor Ron DeSantis suggested that Dr. Fauci should be physically assaulted. And former President Trump has done the same many, many times.
Whoa, she looks concerned. And frankly, so are we. Whatever you think of Ron DeSantis, if he's calling for Dr. Fauci to be physically assaulted, that cannot stand. That is bad. That's violent. But of course, the question is, and it's always the question with Karine Jean-Pierre, is did that actually happen? Thankfully, we have the tape. Here it is.
You have people like Fauci saying that his lockdowns didn't cause any permanent damage to any young kids. And I'm just sick of seeing him. I know he says he's going to retire. Someone needs to grab that little elf and chuck him across the Potomac.
There it is. Someone needs to grab that little elf and chuck him across the Potomac. Karine Jean-Pierre was horrified by this. Elf chucking? That's not even legal. Not since the early days of the Howard Stern show has this nation put up with elf chucking. And by the way, who is Ron DeSantis that he can physically throw a federal employee all the way across the Potomac River, which is very wide in parts? And Karine Jean-Pierre knows that because she lives there. Was he Hercules or something? This man is dangerous. Chucking an elf across the Potomac? And not only that, DeSantis just outed Tony Fauci as an elf. Elf, that's the word he used. Not an approved word. That's a threat to national security. It is indeed disinformation, probably Russian. Everyone knows that Tony Fauci is very tall. That's science. That, ladies and gentlemen, is Karine Jean-Pierre. So of all the jobs you could hire Karine Jean-Pierre for, a professional hand waver would be probably the first. If you need someone to wave a hand and look confused, she's at the top of your list. But if you need someone who can speak English in a fluent way and communicate ideas that the rest of us are able to understand, she might be at the very bottom of your list. But they hired her anyway. And the result is amazing. And as we said earlier, heartening. These are the leaders of the revolution. Today, for example, Karine Jean-Pierre defined the term extremist for us. You never hear that ever defined. But she defined it today from the podium. An extremist is anyone whose views differ from, we're quoting, the majority of Americans. So if your views are different from the majority, you're an extremist. So here's the best part. Karine Jean-Pierre works for a guy who's got a 38% approval rating. So the question before the class today is 38% less or more than the majority. Math is not Karine Jean-Pierre's strong suit. And of course, it's not her boss's strong suit either. Cognition is not his strong suit. This is the man who took orders from men in Easter Bunny costumes. This is the man who chose as his vice president someone who feels the need to say mankind and womankind as if they're completely separate categories. Watch this.
The Artemis program is the beginning of the next era of what we have a history and a tradition of doing, of providing vision and inspiring innovation in a way that is going to benefit all mankind and womankind.
Okay. So not only is it going to benefit mankind, you got to include the ladies here, womankind will benefit as well. Transkind? That goes without saying. Transkind always benefits when Joe Biden's president. So you have to wonder how different things might look if they had people with an IQ of over, say, 85 in positions of authority in the Biden White House. That would be really, really scary. But they don't. They don't at all. And if they had people serving them in the media who were smarter, they could probably get away with this kind of thing. They could convince people it's totally normal to use words like womankind. That would be terrifying if our media, if MSNBC were able to convince you that womankind was a thing. But thank heaven, the media, as annoying as they may be, lack self-awareness to the point that we don't have to worry at all. And to prove it, we have a dispatch from one of Joe Biden's most fervent supporters, someone who will definitely have a position in the coming revolution, and that would be Max Boot of the Washington Post, professional warmonger turned liberal professional warmonger. He just wrote a piece about how the real America is actually the most liberal America. We're just going to quote from the piece and let you assess. And keep in mind, this is part of the Biden Brain Trust. We're quoting. I've been spending time in some of the most liberal enclaves in America. First, Martha's Vineyard, where former President Barack Obama has a house. Bit of a bragger, Max Boot. And then, going back to the quote, Provincetown, Mass, an LGBTQ mecca where pride flags are ubiquitous. What did Max Boot do in Provincetown? We're not going to pry. We're merely quoting from the piece. And here it is. I even took my stepkids to a drag show. So there's one sentence that kind of sums up the NPR revolution we're living through. And we're going to say it again. I took my stepkids to a drag show. Unfortunately, the stepkids were not interviewed about their perceptions of the drag show, but I took my stepkids to a drag show has got to be the greatest boast of all time. Can you say that? Have you taken your stepkids to a drag show? Probably not. But you know what Max Boot discovered from taking his stepkids to a drag show? And we're quoting, Provincetown is the real America. So is Martha's Vineyard. In fact, he said, we're still quoting because we can't stop ourselves. And of course, he can't stop himself. And we're quoting, they might be more representative of 2022 America than the Rust Belt diners where reporters love to take the pulse of Trumplandia. They're not taking their stepkids to drag shows at the Rust Belt diners, I'll tell you that. But they will when we're done with them. They're probably not going to get there. Max Boot is going to be too distracted. Well, they're drag shows every weekend. You can take your stepkids to drag shows all over the country. He's not going to have time to affect this revolution. It was pretty therapeutic reading all of this. All you have to do is pay close attention to them. Listen to what they say, read what they write, and a calm comes over you. They're so dumb, they probably can't hurt you. We can't stop ourselves. Here's another example.
Finally calling out Republican semi-fascist behavior. Where has this version of Joe Biden been hiding all along? Was his semi-fascism label, in your opinion, unfounded?
Absolutely not.
The Republican Party of today, under Donald Trump, is a semi-fascist party.
President Biden did the right thing. He did the right thing by challenging them and calling them a mega-fascist, semi-fascist mentality.
What do you think about the president calling millions of Americans semi-fascist?
Listen, he's got to express and be honest about what he feels in his heart and his soul.
And now he's out saying two things. One, lots of y'all are fascists. And, by the way, if you vote Republican, there's a decent chance that our democracy is no longer going to exist.
I got to tell you, Scott, a lot of folks would go, where's the lie? I don't see it. No lies detected.
Saying semi-fascist leads me only to the question, what's semi about that? It's full-on fascism.
That's the brain trust, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, why only semi-fascist? Why not full fascist? And what's the difference, Joe Scarborough? Talk to us more about criminal behavior. We find it really reassuring. But the point, of course, is that journalism is when you repeat what the people in power say verbatim, and then you congratulate them for their insight. So how does the rest of the world see this? Now, we play these clips all the time, and, you know, they're annoying. But if you were taking a cold, calculated look at the people in charge of the United States, if you were a foreign adversary and you're thinking, what are we up against? What would you make of this? Imagine being in the Taliban 2 years ago. You're a Taliban commander, and you happen to flip on MSNBC. And you think to yourself, this is America's news media? Really? I mean, my native language is Urdu, and even I can tell these people are freaking stupid. But their Secretary of State must be impressive, right? He's the Secretary of State. Let's check on YouTube, and here's what you find. Imagine being the Taliban with their turbans and their AKs, and Tony Blinken starts wagging his finger at them. Ooh, you must release the hostages or else. Or else what, pal? Well, it turns out, nothing. Taliban gets to keep our tanks and our helicopters, and Tony Blinken goes back to performing Hoochie Coochie Man. Did he take his stepkids to the drag show this weekend? Probably. They all did. We should tell you that all these people on MSNBC and at the State Department, officially or not, work for Joe Biden. So the dumbness may flow downhill like certain other fluid matters. Joe Biden doesn't even appear to realize that his military, his Pentagon, which he oversees, lost the withdrawal from Afghanistan. In fact, it was just this week that Joe Biden claimed very loudly that Americans would need personal F-15s if they wanted to overpower the U.S. government. Oh, ho, ho! There's no way you can beat us! You're not sophisticated enough. You're not illiterate, sandal-wearing militia in the poorest country in the world. There's no way. And he made that argument with such confidence, you have to wonder if anyone told him what happened in Kabul, let's look back, last year. He also doesn't appear to realize that he's accusing unarmed January 6th protesters of nearly toppling American democracy for good. Really? If you're afraid of Ashley Babbitt, so afraid you have to shoot her in the neck and murder her, you probably don't feel very secure. So these are not people who believe they're strong, is the truth. And watching this, it's kind of fascinating, actually. And on some level, it's reassuring, because again, they're weak and afraid. Our plus-size defense secretary promises to crack down on Joe Biden's political opponents, extremism, white supremacy. Then he flies around the world in a spacesuit, and then he gets COVID anyway. Now to show you how strong he is and to strike terror in the hearts of our adversaries, he's issuing powerful new regulations requiring senior leaders of the military to stop using gendered pronouns. Well, that'll show them. We've got diversity. Back off! So you can no longer use the terms he or she or male or female. According to the Washington Free Beacon, which got the military's order, the U.S. Pacific Air Forces, responsible for containing China, believe that eliminating gender pronouns will improve the military's, quote, lethality. Diversity is lethality. Now, of course, on one level, it's terrifying because, no, this is a sign of buffoonery and weakness, and the rest of the world is laughing at us and making calculations accordingly. But it's probably good news for you as the subject of Joe Biden's coming crackdown, because when they come to arrest you for your thought crimes, they're going to have no idea what you look like. The warrant won't say. It'll identify you as they, them, or maybe ji, zher. You can imagine the confusion. At that point, it's easy to get out of it. You simply identify with a straight face as pansexual, two-spirit, and indigenous. And at that point, they will slink away in shame. You're safe. Diversity was your shield. But the best news of all, for all of us in this country, is that Lori Lightfoot inevitably will occupy some elevated position in Joe Biden's coming revolution. How do we know? Because she's the single worst mayor in the country. She's stupid, she's mean, she's openly racist. So, of course, she is due for a big promotion in the Biden regime. Now, you might remember that when the previous administration started enforcing federal immigration law, Lori Lightfoot cut off ICE's access to city databases. Quote, Chicago will always be a welcoming city and a champion for the rights of our immigrant and refugee communities. Communities that didn't actually live here at the time, they lived in other countries because they're foreign nationals, they're not American. But Lori Lightfoot took a position anyway, and she took it in the most affirmative possible way. To behave differently, she insisted at the time, and we're quoting, would be cruel, and you know what the word is, you know what's coming, don't you? Racist. Well, this week, the governor of Texas decided to test Lori Lightfoot's commitment to anti-racism. He began transporting illegal aliens from the border in Texas all the way to Chicago. And why wouldn't he do that? Lori Lightfoot has said emphatically she wants them in her city. She's not a racist. You're the racist. So these migrants showed up. How did Lori Lightfoot respond? Well, Lori Lightfoot's administration declared that this plan is, do you know the answer? Can you guess? Pick up the pen. Write it down. No cheating. Racist. So it's racist not to want illegal aliens in your city, and it's racist when people send them. So take three steps back. What's happening here? This is really a recruitment experience. No one in the history of politics has created single-handedly more right-wingers than Lori Lightfoot. Imagine her in her new position in the Biden administration screaming on NPR every morning, Biden state broadcaster, to tell you whether she's decided whether you can use your electric car today or not. Can we drive our electric car today? I don't know. Let's tune in to Minister Lightfoot. She'll tell us. Everyone knows that's coming. And if there's anything that will provoke a counter-revolution, it's that. So we're going to be fine. Lori Lightfoot may have genocidal impulses. She definitely does. But like the rest of our leaders, she is too stupid to pull them off. Subscribe to the Fox News YouTube channel to catch our nightly open stories that are changing the world and changing your life. I'm Tucker Carlson tonight.
All right, so what did you think of that? Candace?
Tucker's cool. I'm here. I'm sorry. Tucker's cool. I was in the middle of a Twitter war.
All right.
Sorry about that. No, I mean, Tucker's right. I'm just seeing that there are people actually buying what Biden was selling tonight. And it's so depressing.
I don't know if they are. I don't know if there's that many people buying what Brandon's selling. He's the worst president ever for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
And I don't think you can wind your way out of it.
But I was all out there, and I was like, I put on Twitter, you know, hey, who else is proud to be a MAGA Republican? And this one guy was trying to say, no. He was talking about the differences between regular Republicans and MAGA Republicans. And I'm like, please, tell me where in that speech he made any distinction between the two segments of the party. And the dude couldn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, basically called me a snowflake. And so I'm sitting here like, I'm thinking, I didn't post
You're
this online.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
what he said. Oh, I know, right? And, oh, dude, I've been called way worse over the past 6 years, so I'm not even worried about it.
Oh,
but,
I'm never scared.
Yeah. So I'm sitting here thinking, I didn't post this on Twitter because, you know, it could be taken as a threat, and that is illegal. I mean, that's a felony in Florida.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting here thinking, like, you know, it's all fun and games till you make – until you piss off the side that owns all the ammo. Oh, man.
Well, you know, he's referring as if there's no MAGA in the Democratic Party. I'm sure there's Democrats that believe in the ideology of making America great again. After all, didn't Joe Biden talk about the past 200 years? That's what he was hitting on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I just saw so many generalizations. I mean, it would be like us saying everybody that's a Democrat is Antifa, you know? No.
And you talk about terrorists, but somebody please explain to me, what did we see directed at Supreme Court justices that voted with the majority on Roe versus Wade? Weren't they terrorized? Look at poor Clarence Thomas, how he's been victimized and terrorized.
Oh, they don't care. I feel so bad for Clarence Thomas. I really do. Unless he seriously, if Clarence Thomas does not follow the narrative that he's supposed to follow, I mean, he's not considered a black man anymore. And it's so sad. I feel so bad for this man that they're trying to, like, pigeonhole him into a role. And isn't that what we're trying to break away from?
Well, we have to realize that all blacks aren't the same. I mean,
right.
I'm really serious about this. Heck,
they
don't go for that.
Well, I mean, I talked about on the show before that back in 2008, I thought every black person I saw was thrilled about Barack. And somebody very nicely but firmly put me in my place. And then I realized how wrong my thinking was. I was like, oh my God, they are so right. Just because they might be black doesn't mean they liked Obama, you know? And I was like, oh man, I am so sorry. Yeah, that's a very bad way to think. Yeah.
That's why if you had another revolution between the states, you really going to have a diverse crowd on both sides.
Yeah, but that's the brainwashing of the Democratic Party. I mean, it's like must fit narrative, must not deviate from the narrative, you know. You get conditioned into a way of thinking.
The Democrats and that leftist ideology gets away with so much stuff. Racism. This thing that Bank of America announced, that's racism. That's discrimination to the umpteenth. And they are not saying anything about it.
No, it is. And do you know the sad thing is? They're actually harming the Hispanic and the black community by doing this. They're giving them an incentive to take on a home loan That's almost, what, 6% interest now?
Yeah.
And like I was saying before, there's a balloon payment at the end of it.
They can balloon it anytime they get ready to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're taking advantage of the people they claim to be helping. And it's sickening.
You're absolutely right. That's a false pretense. That's a deception. They can balloon those notes, and the people aren't reading. They don't have anyone there on their side to give them legal advice on what it is that they're contracting in. They will balloon it when the hell they get ready and put you out your home.
Yep. So they're taking advantage of the people that they claim to be helping, and it is just disgusting.
So, you guys, I want to play the latest Broccoli Man for Candace. So
I'm still cracking up over the one that kept saying loving liberal. I'm still cracking up over
that's
that.
That's the one I want to play. I sent you the link.
Yeah, I saw that. Go ahead and play it because I love that episode so much.
All right, let me know when you're ready, and I'll get it going.
Okay, I'm ready. Do the countdown.
All right. So semi-fascist is the name of the episode here. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey, broccoli person, I hate you so much. Why do you have to be at my bus stop, you mean-spirited something ducker?
Hey, if you hate me, that's great. I am not a liberal. You can do what you like in your own life.
You are a fascist. You believe in freedom.
Aren't you contradicting yourself? Those who do not like freedom are the fascists. You want to force your ideas down everyone else's throats. Isn't it you who is the fascist?
You are a total and a semi-fascist. I listen to Brandon and Michael Robinson Obama. Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady. Governor Grusom is also an honest person and has government experience with his aunt Nancy Pelosi.
So you support fascists who take away freedom. And you are upset that people still want their freedom.
They are taking away voting rights. You are something ducker.
So you are saying your voting rights are being taken away? Where are you trying to vote?
You Republican fool. My rights were not taken away. You wish you could take my rights away just like you did for everyone else.
Whose rights are being taken away?
You do not want any undocumented friends of Americans to vote. You also do not want us to have millions of ballots already filled out for people that are too busy or too dead to vote. You are the one who hates freedom.
So you think that illegals should be allowed to vote? And every dead person should be able to vote Democrat as many times as they like.
You have nothing but hate in your heart. I am loving and liberal.
I am not sure how printing up millions of ballots to use if your candidate is losing, is legal.
I hate you so much. We need those ballots to be counted. We need to make election audits and recounts illegal. Just like the New York governor says something duck hairs like yourself need to get on a bus and go to Florida where you fascists belong.
Why do you support high crime and very high rent?
It is only a crime if you get arrested. The police only arrest you if you are a Republican or question the Democrat Party. This does not affect me. I am loving and liberal. If you are not for arresting everyone who does not get the latest gene therapy, then you are a fascist.
You have that completely wrong. If you force your will on people and arrest people for not agreeing with you, then you are a fascist.
Antifa does not exist. Even if they exist, they are mostly peaceful. They are loving and liberal. You are a fascist because you believe people should have the freedom to make their own choices. Communists like me like our freedom to make you do what we want. Words are far more violent than guns. You kill more people every day by supporting Ron DeSantis than Charles Manson did his whole life.
That makes no sense.
You are something darker that still believes in gender. I am a non-binary trans communist that believes you need your freedom taken away since you do not agree with us. I bet you Republican fools still eat meat. I eat the bugs just like Bill Gates says too. He is very loving and liberal, just like George Soros and Klaus Schwab. Soon we will give up our carbon bodies and go live on the metaverse.
Yes. That is something I will never do. I am never going to kill myself just to live in a computer.
That's why you are such a fascist, You Christian idiots refuse to get microchips and skin your hand to get groceries. I am better than you because I am an atheist. That's why I am better than you. Fools like you cannot go to the Amazon store and buy groceries because you refuse to get a microchip.
Hey everyone. Do not listen to people like this. Get educated. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern time. He is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. He shares all the important news to fight the new world order. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. He has great guests, excellent co-hosts, and lots of things you need to know right now. freedomizerradio.com.
Hey broccoli person, you need to get out of my eyesight. I hate you so much. You think of hate every single second. I am loving and liberal who believes in drag queen story time and free crack pipes, and you need to pay for my college debt. Wait for your IRS audit.
All right, so Candace?
I freaking love that. Sitting there saying loving and liberal with so much hate. That's why I said it's an excellent educational tool to teach someone the meaning of an oxymoron.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that Bianchi was able to watch that, but I liked it.
I loved it. It was awesome.
Then you had the other one this week. I did two this week. Go ahead if you had something.
You to use Broccoli Man to teach young people the Constitution and other elements.
Well, he fights child trafficking rings. That's his job.
Oh, okay.
Maybe there'll be another cartoon down the road.
And he has delicious kumquats that Chico Ballista really and Wiretap really want to see.
So I'll get that one going right now. Were you the one that said that was your favorite episode until this one, I guess?
Yeah, because it's so funny. Sorry, I just had some granola. Yeah, because it's so funny. I love
Let me know when you're ready. All right. You want me to count down?
Yep, count down. I got it up.
All right, cool. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hold right there, green dude. You will have a change in your plans today, green dude. You are now under arrest, sir.
Why are you bothering me today?
Shut up, Biasnitch. You will only do as I say. I heard you were spreading misinformation regarding the student loan forgiveness plan. You are highly upset about having to pay for someone else's student loans. Have you no shame, sir? We believe in our education out here on these mean streets. Instead, you are only wanting Trump's mean tweets. Why in the bleep do you still support MAGA?
Look, I did not force you to go to school. You made a decision on where to go to college and how much it cost. You need to learn how to pay your own bills. I went to a trade school. They paid me to learn instead of getting into debt.
I thought you were a Christian, green dude. If you were a Christian, you would know you have to pay everyone else's debt. Your leader Dum did get up on the cross and pay your debt. The least you can do is be a man and pay for my college debt, sir.
Why can't you be your own man and pay your own debt?
Hey, Biznich, didn't I just tell you to zip it? Zip it good. Just for that unnecessary outburst that I am now going to make you go through the TSA naked body scanner. We are finna find out right now, green dude, if your carpet matches the drapes.
Hey, that's great. Okay, see you later. I have to go back to work.
Ha ha, green dude. You thinks you bees is walking away without letting see those delicious kumquats. After I get you into the TSA body scanner and verify your kumquats, we will get in my 1993 Geo Metro and bring you to Geolobalist Lair. We can listen to my favorite Elton John song, Tony Danza.
Elton John never sang a song about Tony Danza. You are thinking about Tiny Dancer.
That is not the song, green dude. He specifically says in the song, hold me closer, Tony Danza. I would so love Tony Danza to give me a great big hug and be my boss.
The song was made in the early 1970s. Tony Danza was not even a well-known actor until about 7 years later. How could he have sang about him? You are getting your facts mixed up.
You are the one spreading misinformation all the days and arresting minor attracted persons. You should be ashamed of yourself, sir. How many bloody times are you going to tell people to look at Hunter Biden's laptop? It is far more important to get your nincompoops and incontinent dolts to worry more about Trump's mean tweets. No one bloody cares that the big guy and his son diddle children's green dude.
No normal human being wants to ever hear that diddling children is okay. I even arrested you for that before.
There is no shame in letting me see your Mr. Johnson, sir. Just like Bon Jovi said in Living on a Prayer. It doesn't matter if we are naked or not. We got each other and that's no lie.
Oh, for crying out loud. You can't even get your song lyrics right. Okay, I gotta go back to work.
I have not released you from my custody. You ain't going nowhere, a little busy. The only place I will allow you is the restroom. Just like Creedence Clearwater Revival sang, I see a bathroom rising. There's a restroom on the right. We can even go together, green dude, and see who is the shortest straw.
I just need to go get out of my way so I can patrol these streets for child predators like yourself. Do you need me to arrest you again?
Just for that poor choice of words, I am now going to take you to that FEMA camp. That does not exist. I am finna treat you like man for man, green dude. Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, I am the ruler of the night. Now we bees is finna get that COVID gene therapy and your moneypox vaccine in the ka-dunk-a-dunk-dunk. You need to get your gene therapies and his heart attacks just like we all do, sir.
Look, I'd rather be healthy than be cool. I take my health far too seriously to get those mRNA ingredients into my body.
Sir, if you wants to get with me, you are going to need your gene therapy. You also will be able to get COVID just like the rest of us. Even Geolobalist got COVID after getting a gene therapy. And he is the CEO of Lysnica. Besides, even your criminal president that we raided at Mar-a-Lago to get attention off of us is proud of getting all your or something that gears into those gene therapies.
I do not blindly follow leaders into a slaughterhouse like you try to do.
You just told me the wrong kinds of words, says green dude. I'm now going to get those dungarees off you right this instant. Even if I have to do it myself. For all I know, you might have an R15, a meat cleaver, or a King James Bible inside your junk. I am so finna do a thorough crackdown on those cavities right now, green dude. A large crackdown, sir. I am also going to need you to bend over so I can have a look see at your anal cavity. I am hereby required to swab your anal region with a 3-foot cotton swab. We are checking for COVID.
Please. Educate yourselves out there. Do not let globalists tell you what to believe in.
You take that back, green dude. you dolts, fuss budgets and something duckers need to not educate yourselves out there. You must let globalists tell you what to believe in. We need to get Earth's population to under 500 million and get everyone their microchips.
Anyway, educate yourself. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He has on great co-hosts, excellent guests, and a lot of information you need to be aware of. Do not put a scam on your face and play Russian roulette with your body. Research everything. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live to listen to Proof. freedomizerradio.com.
How dare you tell the 99% to not listen to me? We need to eliminate the population so we can globally dominate. You're not helping our crime syndicate, green dude. You should be ashamed of yourself for crossing me and G. Globalist.
The New World Order can kiss my... We will defeat you and Satan's minions. We work for God.
All right, so go ahead, Candace.
I actually did watch that one when you released it, because you put the message out in group. Freaking love it. I love the song references, how he couldn't get the lyrics straight. And those kumquats, that cracks me up every time.
The last time I was at the store, I actually bought kumquats, and that was the first thing I thought about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can never think about kumquats without thinking about Broccoli Man. Oh, my gosh. That is a storyline in itself. It's like the side storyline to the actual main story between those two. You've got to take that somewhere. I don't know where you want to take it, but the whole kumquat thing is just so hilarious. You've got to turn that into like a legit storyline.
Like what?
I don't know. You're the artist, not me.
Well, I didn't know what you were trying to share with me.
Okay, so basically, there is a storyline with these two. You know, and I'm talking about, you know, he's always trying to, you know, Wiretrap's always trying to stop Broccoli Man. Broccoli Man's always trying to break up the global, you know, trafficking and all this, you know, the grooming and everything. That's the main storyline, the conflict between these two. But Wiretap's, like, fascination and curiosity when it comes to Broccoli Man is just, it's like a side story. I don't know how to describe it. You have multiple stories going on here.
Yeah. I know how to put them together.
Yeah, and it's just, I love it. I mean, you're such an artist with this. I can't even begin to comprehend. I mean, your creativity is brilliant.
We have to get more people to watch them, though. I don't want just 12 people to watch it. I want 12,000.
Yeah, I know. I don't even know. Do you put them on YouTube?
No, I don't, because he got a strike for a video that I thought was kind of cheap. So I'm like, yeah, you're never getting my videos again.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm trying to think of a way you could work it. Seriously, because there's so much. I mean, the world is missing out on not seeing Broccoli Man, and it really is a good educational tool, too, for kids. I know you got told that earlier, but it really is.
Well, you could binge watch these for hours now.
Yeah, I know.
There's that many episodes.
I love it. But you put it in such a comedic way, talking about serious issues and bringing attention to the issues and educating. It's the whole thing is brilliant.
Yeah, but that's why the song lyrics get in there sometimes, because it's a way to to get people to watch the whole episode. And they can see it's funny, even though they might not understand some of it.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that I loved about Family Guy in the beginning, and they still do it today to an extent, but in the beginning of Family Guy, they would throw out these references that you really couldn't pick up on unless you were a little older, you know, and it really made me get into the show more because I'm like, oh, dude, I know exactly what they're talking about, you know, but the young ones wouldn't. And that's the way it is with your song lyrics. It's like you throw out these 80s songs or 70s songs, and it's like, oh, my God, I remember that. You know, it's so funny, that obscure reference. It's just hilarious.
Yeah, but then there's liberal person who doesn't do any of that.
Yeah, but, oh, my gosh. That, to me, that's bringing attention in a comedic way to a serious subject. I mean, the one episode, it was like she's sitting there with so much hate in her heart, spewing all this hate, but she's calling herself loving and liberal. It's like, oh, the hypocrisy, you know?
Well, that's why I do it like that.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I really do love the episode. I do wish they get more attention, though.
Yeah, I wish I knew how to get more.
Yeah, it does blow, but they can't be on YouTube. Didn't you say that you had one of the Broccoli Man episodes played on like a major show? Was it on like
Alex Jones
or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Did like they direct the viewers to your social media or?
Hey, that one got a bunch of hits.
Yeah. That's the
thing. I'm
really
going to play this one right now because there's not enough time, but if you want to check this one out.
Okay.
I did one a while back with a liberal person and Sumem, if you know who Sumem is.
Okay, yeah. Weren't they on the bus together a while back, too?
On a bus? No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know those were the same two girls that were sitting on the bus that Broccoli Man was on.
Sumem is not a girl. Sumem is Super Ultra Mega Extreme Mega Man.
Oh, wow. Okay, then I don't know who this is. Okay, I can't wait to watch this one.
So liberal person is calling Sumem a racist because he doesn't like black people.
All righty then. This is going to be interesting.
So Sumem is a superhero on the same side as Broccoli Man.
Okay, this is going to be good. I can't wait. How long is it?
7 minutes.
Oh, so we really don't have time, do we?
No.
Oh, no. I wish we did. We've got
to
get this out.
Go ahead.
We've got to get this out to the public. I mean, the show is just brilliant. I love it.
Oh, I'm trying, and you see there's definitely consistency there. It's just a matter of if we can get enough people to, if you watch a video on Rumble, maybe comment if you have an account.
Oh, okay. Does that help? Yeah, I have an account.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then if you share it out to your Facebook?
Yeah, I should start sharing it out on Twitter, too. Honestly.
Yeah. So that's what it takes. It because I could share this out, but it takes the fans of Broccoli Man actually to help as well.
Yeah. I'm about to copy the link to Semi-Fascist. and send it out on Twitter. Because that one is like, I love that one so much.
And it's not alone here where the president of a nation is calling its citizens extremists and things like that. You have France, you have Germany, you have all these other nations that are trying to go communist that are doing the same thing in their nations.
Yep. They are. It's a global agenda. I mean, it's the Western world. They're trying to destroy the rest of Western world. Australia,
They're hoping that enough people will decide that they're for the collective and not for what they used to live here as.
Yeah.
That's why Brandon said we can't go to the past. We're going to the future. And we need to build back better. What they don't realize is build back better is building back without you. They won't ever tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't trust anything from the UN, and build back better is a UN slogan.
Correct.
I think I said that last week. So, yeah, it's an agenda. It really is. And I think this whole energy crisis thing that they're just now coming up with, I think that's fake. I think it's a step toward taking the grid down. I really do. I mean, did you hear about the thermostats in Colorado? I think it was Denver. They said that were changing. Yeah. I mean, they're just going in and changing a thermostat. It's insane.
And I don't have a smart meter here.
Yeah, I refuse to ever get one. Not even. I don't like that whole smart home thing anyway.
I was ignorant to it all. I considered it, but I never did.
Nah, I don't like that. I don't like the kill switch in the electric cars. I don't like any of that. Well, I don't like a kill switch in a regular car.
Well, we did it again, Candace.
Yes, every Thursday, I love it.
All right, so everyone else, I'll be back on Monday. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the negative show from your butt. Until Monday, hold on to the handrail, hold the line, and remember, only you and your spies. I am the negative, and I am the negative.